Welcome to Animation Damnation, gentle Patreon subscriber. I'm Andrew Jupin, alongside the whole gang, Steven Sadak, Christopher Cabin, and Eric Siska. We're talking about a listener-requested episode. This is a Pokemon episode.
Pokemon?
Entitled Beauty and the Beach.
So, man, poke your mons if you got them.
Sure.
This is requested by Rhea and Ben.
There you go.
Two different people requested the same episode.
You did this.
Sure.
First notation about this, I didn't realize the first time we did Pokemon, that's a fucking epic theme song.
It is. Yes. It's still great, honestly. I listened to it again.
It's trash.
My first note was butts.
Butts?
Butts. Because like one of the first images are girls in bikinis and their butts.
Well, because we're on vacation this episode. We're at the Porta Vista Resort Island.
But pretty developed bodies.
Yeah, dude, what do you think you see at the beach? There's butts.
Pretty and underdeveloped bodies is kind of the problem I have with this episode, because
either way, it's really bad. It's horrendous that they did this.
So basically, Ash, Brock, and the girl whose name escapes me at this point.
I don't know.
Trixie or something.
Brock, I'm curious if he's stoned all the time. Is that the gag with Brock?
He seems like he is.
He never opens his eyes.
Yeah.
He's always squinting, so yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, I don't know. That was my note about Brock. That and Brock's kind of like the noted pervert of this gang.
Misty. Yeah, because Brock is always down to fuck. I've watched two episodes of Pokemon, and in both of them, Brock's like, yeah, I can get into that. Yeah.
You've only seen two episodes of this show?
Yeah.
I thought you were like into this show or
no,
something.
No, I'm not into this show.
I'm not. Correct yourself.
I thought all you guys were anime guys.
No.
I like anime. That doesn't mean I like sit around watching Pokemon jerking off.
This is the second episode of Pokemon I've ever seen.
Okay, good.
This is the first full one I've seen. I wasn't on the other episode.
Not enough Pokemon battling. You know what I mean? Like, let's break up some fucking eggs and get into it.
Wait, there's like none, right?
There's like none.
Nothing.
Because it's mostly about... So they've had, I guess, a couple of episodes of Pokemon battling.
Right.
Well, now it's time to just hang out on the beach.
Gary Glitter's Beach Resort.
Oh, God. It is.
Rock and Roll Part 2, indeed. I mean, it's a weird, like... They do like a last time on Pokemon. It's probably some stuff you might find interesting.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, and now this episode, we're going on vacation.
Hey, do you want to see a bird shit papers?
That's my favorite
Pokemon.
It's my favorite part of the episode. So they go, and like immediately everybody gets into bathing suits, and like Ash puts on a stupid jacket over like his bare chest, and Brock's just wearing whatever. But then Misty comes out, and everyone's like, oh, fuck, Misty. Like, and Brock is like, and it's like, no, Brock.
Do you want to come back to the beach? No. I don't want to do that.
Some animator painstakingly animates.
This is a young one, right?
The young girl. A young, hot girl.
Oh, yeah.
Quote, unquote.
It's creepily drawn.
Somebody really did.
How old is she supposed to be in this?
I feel like they're all like 12 or 13. 13 would be tops.
I think Brock's got a driver's license.
Well, Brock might be a little too old hanging out with these kids.
There which is a also line weird. Later on about like how in 10 years maybe she'll get tits or something. It's like, come on.
Oh, I just looked at this. Larry Clark wrote this episode. That's
he took a gig. He had to do some paint up.
It opens with Brock and Misty in bed, and that opening of that movie you could keep.
I was going to say, this could be the opening to It Follows.
Yeah, a little bit.
The older kid comes and saves her.
That would be awesome, actually, if some unseen demon was murdering these people.
Charmander.
It would be a Pokemon, the
invisible
Pokemon.
Yeah, the invisible sex Pokemon.
Charmander's just fucking done with it, and he's just burning these people down now.
Fuckmander.
Jesus Christ.
So as always happens, at least from the two episodes of Pokemon that I've seen, these innocent little scamps are trying to have a good time, and then Team Rocket comes in.
Uh-huh.
And Jesse and James are at it again.
And now they're like the mad agents or something.
Yeah.
Like they're like the bad guys.
They're like Boris and Natasha.
I think they're also brother and sister who might be fucking.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit.
There's a lot of stuff going on with these two people that I don't want to talk about.
And the cat that talks. And the cat's the boss.
And that's a Pokemon.
He's a Pokemon.
That's what I was unclear about, actually. Yeah. Whether or not that cat was just like a talking cat or if it was a talking cat who's also a Pokemon.
Wait, is he a... No, so he's a Pokemon, the cat. And now he, instead of playing the game with Pokemon like the people do. He plays the game with people.
Yes.
And he's got two of his minions.
Oh, so he's got Jesse and James and their own like little eggs.
Yeah.
And he throws them out.
See, I thought he was like the elder brother and he was transformed into a Pokemon.
I don't think that can happen. You're either born a Pokemon or
you can't transcend into Pokemon.
No, I think that, I mean, like, I'm sure that there are clubs where you go and
oh,
like,
there's furries. And you drink a lot of Kool-Aid. Not even furries.
In clone show.
Surgery.
Yeah, exactly. Like transhumans, they turn into Pokemons. Like they put like they put little lightning bolt tails on and stuff.
What if you went into a sensory deprivation tank like William Hurt in Altered States?
You come out as a Pokemon.
And become a Pikachu.
Yeah. You'd have to turn a Squirtle at that point.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What is a Squirtle? That's a squirrel that jizzes a lot.
Isn't that the one that looks like it has like a garlic clove on its back?
It's a turtle that fucking sprays water at you. And it's adorable.
Water. They fucking changed the color for the U.S. release.
So well, Pikachu, this is I'm sorry, I should get into this. This is a banned episode.
Oh, is that right?
Banned.
It was banned from where?
From everywhere. It was aired in the U.S. like but once, and then they were like, nah, fuck it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
That's why we watch it, because this is all on Netflix. This is not on Netflix. We had to watch it off of some YouTube thing.
It's for free on YouTube. Beauty and the Beach.
So. Pikachu steals a boat. Like, I don't know what
That was the Pikachu?
That was Pikachu, yeah.
I didn't know. I've heard about that guy for years.
Oh, yeah. He's here, man.
He's a big deal.
He somehow tricks these, like, fully brain-formed kids into stealing a boat because it's like, oh, I only got on because you got on. Oh, I got on because you got on.
And are these gremlins, like, imaginary?
No, they're real.
They're real?
It's a professional sporting event.
To be fair to Pikachu, at first he wanted to go with Gong Li to Cuba. But he decided to stay at the beach and help out his friends, and I think that's really nice of him.
Yeah. It was very generous of Pikachu to make that decision.
He didn't tango in Cuba.
I mean, but there's grass on that boat, right? That's what Pikachu is about. He got on the boat first. He stole some grass from the boardwalk, or he bought some grass from the boardwalk.
Mm. Yep.
Then he steals a boat. He's like, well, we should go out. We're going to mail out for a bit, man.
That's what he wants
We've had
to
a
do.
Long couple of months. I want to just sit up, get high on the water.
He also doesn't speak English. It was really hard for him to explain that was his plan.
Exactly. He just said Pikachu a bunch. And they're like, yeah, sure, Pikachu, whatever the fuck you're talking about.
And then he was like, Pika, Pika. And he holds up this huge bag of weed.
Grandma, Pikachu.
He puts on Dan Deacon. He's like, Pika Pika. Pikachu.
So they kind of speed to this old man's boat and they crash it into a restaurant.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, now you owe me money because you broke my boat. You have to work it off. And I'm like, work it off in this context. And he's about to beat him up. And then he sees the girl and he's like, you remind me of my granddaughter. And he starts to drool a little bit.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, there's some drooling going on.
Uh-huh. It's a really uncomfortable.
What an unfortunate thing for this cartoon.
And then he's like, now you guys have to work it off. And thankfully, he just means work at a restaurant on a boardwalk.
Are the odds?
Yeah, he's a real Mr. Carosi type at this point.
Oh, man, Leon Carosi. What a businessman.
That guy was in deep with the mafia, I guarantee it.
He definitely was, man. Mm. You think that summer resort was staying in business by itself? Mm. That was fucking West Coast mafioso, baby. Stacy Carosi was almost sold as a fucking mafia war bride if it wasn't for Zach Morris.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're talking about Saved by the Bell.
I didn't know what the fuck you were saying.
Like, is this Staten Island history?
No, it's the great thread of Saved by the Bell where they work at the summer resort.
That's what they're doing, like, an ATV race.
I'm going to be honest. I've watched like tops 5 episodes of Saved by the Bell.
Are you kidding me?
Total tops. I've seen the meth episode.
I've seen a ton of them, but I don't remember anything about them.
All right. Chris, that's bullshit.
It's not bullshit. Did you live with me?
Pretty much.
I did.
I hated that show. I just didn't like it.
Oh, you were just watching The Fugitive every week? Is that what's going on?
There's some Garfield and Friends around. Yeah, right. Darkwing Duck's on.
Well, at least when I was growing up, I remember watching a bunch of Saved by the Bell like before school.
Yeah.
But a lot of those mornings, I would opt for the MTV music video.
Also, 120 minutes, that's where you wanted to be. And I got to be honest, my dad was scamming Columbia House at the time. I had a whole back shelf of movies to fucking deal with. So I was fine.
That's fair.
I didn't need Zach fucking Morris.
I did not watch The College Years.
Oh, yeah, I got in on that. Bob Golic. I got in on that.
Did they ever work at a restaurant at a beach that served, let me see, clam juice snow cones?
Dude, I wrote down clam juice snow cones,
too. Fucking disgusting.
I almost threw right up. It's awful.
I guess it's a joke, right? Like, that's
is
kinda,
it?
I think it's a joke.
Is that like a sexual thing? Is that what they're talking about?
I don't think
give her
so.
A clam juice snow cone. Jesus Christ.
Well, no, I think she would give you a clam juice
oh,
snow cone.
Oh, come on. I know it's Patreon, but we want but people dude, coming back. Jesus.
I know. I'm just trying to fucking understand
the universe
Pokemon, which is like a weird sex offender paradise.
It is a child sex resort. It seems
but
like.
But that's
it
what all seem. This fucking shit is, right? Like, yeah. What was the end game of Pokemon Go?
I mean, you catch them all.
It's still happening. I don't know. There's a dude on the bus.
Shove
I watch
them all
every
in a
morning.
Ball.
I watch a dude on
what?
The bus
Are
every
you
morning.
Joking?
No, I'm not.
I thought that was a fad.
No, it's this guy. He's a grown man who lives in my neighborhood. He's a father of two, and he's just on the bus catching shit.
Yeah,
it sucks.
No, I hope he catches VD.
I mean, first of all, he already did.
I tried to play it one time. I was like, let's see what all the fuss is about. And I downloaded it. And I was like at the bus stop, and they're just like, eh, there's no Pokemon around here. I was like, well, fuck this. And I deleted
yeah, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to drive out of my way and get fucking murdered on a,
hey,
on a truck
in
stop.
In that abandoned building, there's a bunch of Pokemon.
I'm actually
why don't you wear your bikini?
I was going to say, I actually did witness a gathering, like a
Pokemon,
a Pokemon hunting like gathering.
Uh-huh.
And it's literally just a bunch of people not talking to each other, looking at their phones, wandering around yeah. a place.
Mm-hmm. I've seen kids in the park doing it. It's weird. And I guess for this guy's credit, like, riding the bus is pretty smart.
Yeah,
every stop, there's
around.
A Pokemon.
Plus, you wish you were dead. You're on the bus. Well, you know, you gotta distract yourself.
So, two Pokemon get on the bus at 15th Street, and then at 50th Street, three Pokemon leave the bus, and one gets on. How many Pokemon do you have?
Enough to have a battle, and then get points or
wait. Do they nothing. Fight? You just capture them, or do they fight?
You catch
with this?
Them, and then like you go to little fighting stations.
I'm instituting new fines for Pokemons that jump the fair. I don't see those Pokemons with Metro cards.
Oh, you think these short little Pokemons could walk under the turnstile? I don't think so.
Bulbasaur, Bulba, get the fuck out of here.
Squirtle, you stick around.
I mean, we're not. Rudy Giuliani could have been a Pokemon, right? Like somebody
yeah,
cracked
sure.
open an
yeah.
egg and Rudy Giuliani.
All right.
Mario Cuomo threw a ball.
I summon AG Rudy Giuliani.
And then Trump tried to battle with him in the election and fucking died. That Giuliani mon died.
He got captured by Donald Trump's
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, he Fox News summoned him and he ruined Trump's immigration ban twice.
So he's got to go back in there with Charmander.
Yeah, oh yeah. He's fuck Charmander. And they're not going to call me again forever.
Oh, Charmander's doing his job at burning this country to the ground.
So
we're working at this restaurant. Then the other two, the bad people, they crash a submarine into an old woman's restaurant. What
played,
are the odds?
Played by Danny DeVito, this lady. Who would have guessed? Or, no, it's a Rhea Perlman type, really.
It's
she's like really rotten. And she's like, nobody likes my restaurant. But now you work here, and they're like, okay, man.
Now I own you.
And like, they to get tips, they kind of sabotage the other restaurant because, like, Ash is like, well, to pay this guy back, why don't I get all my Pokemon friends to hand out flyers on the beach? So now it's like fucking, it's disgusting Atlantic City
to do
with
manual
all these,
labor.
Homeless Pokemon. It's like, hey man,
it's so gross.
Peek, peek, brother, peek, peek, Pikachu.
Oh, you can eat Pika buffet. $7.99.
This is so haunting.
It is.
Well, I got faked out because they're like, hey, maybe our Pokemon friends can help us. And he goes, I summon all. And four Pokeballs go in the air. And I was like, fuck yeah. These little monsters are going to go do battle with this other restaurant and start fucking kicking some ass. Cut to them genteelly passing out flyers at the boardwalk.
Cooking corn.
Yeah, Charmander's at the grill, obviously.
Oh, he's the grill master, of course.
And then I don't know what the bird is. The bird is like, it's like flapping to make the fire go up
yeah,
underneath
he is, to your point earlier, Chris, shit. shitting flyers. Like they're just they're coming out of his ass. Well, he's eating them and shitting them.
Also, all of a sudden in this, it becomes still images.
Yeah,
like it just goes. It's like a Chris Marker film.
Well, you know, when you want to cut down on the animation budget, just some stills. It's a lot of like. Well, this is what we were going for. Well, maybe it has something to do with the fact that this is a banned episode and we're watching a YouTube bootleg.
That's
who
also,
knows?
Yeah.
Ash's mother shows up.
With some scientist?
Yeah, I guess like the scientist is a character, professor something.
I thought he's like the coach of them, maybe.
Yeah. I think he sets them up.
Yeah, he's a very he's a regular Sandusky.
Oh man,
God, dude, this episode's begging for this Sandusky.
Yeah, I mean, like it's a weird...
Jerry Sandusky. Is that name right?
Yes, I believe
that's correct.
All right, good.
History's greatest monster, Jerry.
Or you, he's a Pokemon.
You
right?
could go with his. You could go with his adopted son, who was recently arrested for similar shit.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That story. Tag I don't know how team. A story could get any sadder, but the Sandusky fucking trial. Just every week's a new layer of sadness.
I've been hearing.
It's like Bob. The
Balaban?
No, the painter.
Odenkirk.
No, the painter, the guy with the big.
Bob Ross?
Bob Ross. Oh, like, oh, I'll just.
Wait,
I'll
did
just,
he fuck kids too?
No, maybe.
No.
His
no.
hair is like a Pokemon.
Well, just like, I'm just going to make a sad tree over here. I'm going to make one more, another, maybe a nice sad mountain in the Jerry Sandusky Mountains.
Yeah, then the next thing you know, it's a whole fucking sad national park.
It is. So they kind of like Team Rocket sabotages them, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it causes everyone to leave this guy's restaurant. And then
it's kind of like, it just reminds me of the antics of that John Candy movie, Summer Rental.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
A lot of summer-related shenanigans.
I would love a boat race at the end of this thing.
Oh, get a regatta in there? Absolutely. Yes.
But instead, it's more like one of those shitty cooking shows where it's like, this week we're doing restaurant wars. Who's got, who can run? Who does not run a restaurant that wants to try for a week? And it's like, okay, fucking
great. And then like, oh, wow, we got a lot of customers. Of course, you're fucking top chef. Right. It's not like people are just reading about it in the paper.
Yeah, all these customers. Look at all these customers, Padme.
And like, by the way, the big sabotage, the thing that drives away hundreds and hundreds of fucking customers is they drop a plate twice.
Yeah, that'll do it, man.
Really?
Well, I know I'd leave.
For the one time. Yelp didn't not happen yet.
If I saw a bunch of Pokemon shitting whatever the fuck. And
okay, that's a fair point.
It's like a cabal of sex with these things.
Well, yeah,
I'm leaving,
yeah,
I mean, too.
I'm eating
Pikachu is rubbing all over
first
all
of
this
all,
stuff.
What if you saw, you know, if I'm eating a fancy, well, I don't know how fancy it is, but if I'm eating a nice food and some weird fucking mangy hound runs around in there, imagine like 50 things I couldn't even recognize.
Well, yeah, if I'm eating.
I'm calling Mulder and Scully.
If you're eating a hamburger and a dinosaur peeks out from behind the grill, I'm throwing up. Like, no way.
And it's is it to your liking?
I'm a fire monster. Like, whoa.
Well, I think
I use saffron in there.
Before he speaks to me about his recipe and cooking technique, my first thought is, am I eating that?
Yeah,
am I eating another one of whatever?
He's got chunks taken out of his tail.
I'd be more into that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Eating Pokemon.
Pokemon are probably delicious.
What happens if you eat a Pokemon?
I mean, you live forever, so that's
yeah,
good.
I think really? There's a quickening.
Do you consume their, like, if you consume the flesh of that Pokemon, do you get their power?
Maybe.
So
Eric, you could become your own Squirtle.
I would fucking squirt all over the place.
And if you ate Pikachu, you'd just grow a lot of hair, I guess.
He's got lightning powers.
Oh, yeah.
He's
doing just fine.
I wouldn't know it if I watched this fucking episode. No, now, would I?
He certainly wouldn't.
Wait, he's supposed to be like Mario if he eats the star, right?
Yeah. He just zaps you.
Yeah, gets a little buzz in there. So these restaurants are destroyed.
And the doctor, the professor is... So basically, no, I'm sorry, the little lady comes, the old lady's like, you owe me all this money. I'm going to take your boat now for collateral unless you give me the money by tomorrow. And it's like, well, whatever, man. And he's like, oh, I had these retirement dreams. I'm like, who are you, old man?
Who are you, old man? And who is this old lady to set these terms of this whole weird transaction?
And why do you keep putting your arm around that girl?
Oh, you know why. You know the why.
Stop. The professor, who's definitely having sex with Ash's mother and was caught on sex vacation.
Big time. Oh, what are you doing here?
Yeah, no, he's like, Mom, oh, what are you doing here? And then he's like,
fuck.
Professor, what?
Oh, no.
I thought you were my friend. And he's like, oh, I am your friend, Ash, and I'm kind of your dad now.
I'm going to be your father friend.
So he's like, well, Ash, apparently I know how you and your friends can make money. I certainly have it, but I'm not going to give it to you. I don't know this old man. But there's a beauty contest on the beach, and all ages are invited, I guess.
And speaking of hotels and everything, we're in the room next to you. Could you be out of your room around 10 p.m.?
And could you get into our room around 10 p.m.? We'll put the hot tub on.
Also, by the way, this is a beach beauty and Pokemon contest.
Of course.
And it's like a costume.
Oh, yeah. They have to like double up. Like, not only do you have to have a fucking smoking bod, but you need to have a fucking cool.
Smoking mon.
Yeah, like a cool ass fucking critter with
you. Dude, it's a fucking smoking poke.
Yeah, it's like you need to be a fucking naked prepubescent girl, and you need to have a fucking a ghoulie or a critter or a fucking carnosaur.
Some gremlins, maybe. Yeah. A gremlin or two.
Yeah,
carnosaur.
Mogwai.
I like this idea. This is a better show. Now we get all of our 80s staples together, and they do battle, obviously.
Oh, that would be great.
Oh, fuck yeah. Get them arena. Carnosaur probably takes the whole lot, right?
Well, he was also the worst puppet.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. He would fall right apart.
He might have been a 90s child. I don't know. I got to double check
the
idea.
Yeah, I don't remember the first date on the first Carnosaur
Basket Case has to get in there.
Oh, yeah. Belial, he's definitely
in there. I think E.T. slaughtering them all.
Oh, nice.
Bloodthirsty.
Fuck E.T., man.
Fucking,
he's
actually, you know, find a predator. Predator's
oh, no, no.
Falcor
no,
sweeps
be
in.
Kind of cute. Yes, Falcor's allowed okay. in. They got to be kind of cute, but also like fucking dangerous, you know?
Okay.
It's a fine line.
Okay.
Mac and me, where does he fit?
Oh, yeah, the little fucking critter, sure.
Yeah, he's the first to go.
Dude.
Howard the Duck.
Nuclear.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Howard the Duck, yeah. Anything that could bite really hard.
So Rhea Perlman then would be all right.
Awesome. And Danny DeVito.
Definitely Rhea Perlman.
So we've got this
Rhea
Perlman.
I summon you, Rhea Perlman.
She just stands there and makes like witty comments.
Rhea.
Oh, God.
Rhea.
Oh, she deserves better.
She certainly does. No, so there is this beauty contest, and the first one out is Misty, and everyone's like, oh, God, she's so fucking hot. And she's like fucking drawn like a 12-year-old.
And she even said, like, she has some line, and this is just the English translation. Who knows if they said it in the original version, but she's like, this is degrading. And I was like, yeah, it is, Misty.
And
yeah, it is.
And is she next to a... Is she next to a Squirtle? A Squirtle?
She go out with Squirtle, dude. And she's like, here's our water costume.
He like shoots water in there. It's gross. It's disgusting.
I'm sorry, but I have to say it. It gets all over her. Yeah. I mean, like,
oh my God, Baron, this cartoon is so hot.
Steve, why did they ban this?
I like all water-based cartoons. SpongeBob, hilarious. Oh, that sponge is so wet.
I'm adding this episode to the registry of the best American films. It's going to be this.
Yeah, it's going to be this and a collection of snuff films me and Eric and Donald Jr. made while on safari.
Oh, God Christ. So, yeah, so then, like, not to be outdone, Team Rocket's like, what's better than two girls?
Or one cup?
What's better?
Wow, that's wow. A dad laugh. Dad, wow.
Listen to
well,
how
man,
pleased
I'm
he
a
sounds.
Fucking dad now, man, because I'm raising a bunch of kids right here. Chris Jesus. Cabin, my son.
He's touching me.
So he said, you know, they're like, oh, what's better than like one gross, you know, fetishized child? How about two? And so then James is like, I have this suit that I can grow boobs on or something.
It's inflatable or something. So, but this here's the thing. It's like, this is when the episode becomes banned, right?
And, right here.
And actually, they
now?
Don't. Yeah, they don't. Well, also, that's a great point.
Yes, thanks.
They don't even dub this scene, right? This scene comes over in the American import. And they're like, nah.
Yeah, nah, we don't want to have our voice actors say this.
Well we're okay with the 13-year-old girl, but the guy dressed up like a lady, get out of here.
But he's got like heaving breasts, and I don't see
it's
like,
a voluptuous where, bosom.
I don't see where they're connected or not. Like, it's perfect.
To Eric's point, it's a whole body. His whole body has turned into a bikini body.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's I don't know.
A rockin' bod.
It is.
I don't know. I don't know about the age of the Rockets. To be quite honest,
no,
they seem
know.
Older at the very least.
I'm gonna say like 17.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, Chris. Only the cat knows.
Sure.
The cat's he's got all their IDs. He stole from them when they were kids, and he put them to work.
And he's not saying nothing. He's got him at the bottom of a sea, tied to an anchor.
And they cut this scene where it's like it's very poorly subtitled in Japanese. The one that I've got where he's like, "I will use my beauty to make this contest win," and I'm like, "What?"
And then like I think somebody's like, "Aren't you a boy?" And then, he's like, "My beauty is female or not?" And I was like, "Okay,
sure, hey man, whatever you want."
I mean, it's fine and cool and whatever, but like. In using the sexual contest is just bizarre.
It's just really bizarre.
I know any beauty pageant is bizarre, even Miss Universe.
Oh, I love especially.
I love going into Pokemon beauty contests. Oh, look. Hi, can I get a picture with you, picture with you, Pikachu, as you change?
I can go in the dressing room anytime I want, the Pokemon locker room. There's Squirtle. He's the best. Watch. I'm going to walk in on Charmander.
Hello there, Charmander. You're looking very beautiful tonight. You know what? You won the competition, and instead of a gold statue, you get a gold shower. It's the most luxurious piss.
Look, when you're a star, you can put them in your Pokeballs all you want. That's what they like it.
So at some point, there's a line, because what's her name, Misty?
Yeah.
She's like lamenting, because they're like, oh, now here's this other thing where like six girls are going to go out at once or something like that. And she's like, oh, if I couldn't compete with two, I can't compete with six or whatever it is. And somebody, I think it's that grody professor, is like, yeah, looks like you entered this contest 10 years too early.
Oh, what? Did
yeah. That? Somebody says that to her.
I think it might have been one of the Rockets with the big breasts.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah,
it's just, like, oh, yeah, you're totally right. Yeah,
grow a pair, lady, they say, grossly.
Oh, it's
you
something.
Didn't come here to win,
and you know, and the professor is in the fucking stands with Ash's mom, and he's like, "Hey, is this doing anything for you?"
I mean, if we can go. I mean, you know that hotel's got AC.
I mean, once my son gets up here, you know, it's
oh, that's
fine.
Right, he's got some kid that's like Ash's
Gary.
Gary. Is Ash Misty?
Summon Gary.
Yeah, Ash Misty Rocket.
Gary.
Brock.
Oh, Brock.
And Gary.
Gary. Yeah, Gary's like a weird overachiever who's like going to be the next big Pokemon star and whatnot.
And then we finally get some Pokemon battling, right? He's like, or no.
Do we?
No, I'm sorry. Like, no, then the Rockets realize that their sexual prank didn't go over well. Mm. So they get inside their big submarine that looks like a big Pokemon.
Well, because Rhea Perlman's like, by the way, I fixed that submarine that you crashed. And I was like, you're a restaurateur. You don't know how to fix a fucking submarine.
Well, because the sexual misconduct keeps on going on, because Gary comes out with six women, and the entire audience is like, oh my God, look at all the women.
And they're all Misty's age. And he's like, got his arms around all of them, and I was like, fucking lucky Gary, man. I'm like, Gary, don't worry about Gary. Worry about you being in the audience for this. Gary's fine. Gary's, you know, he's figuring himself out. Gary's
good.
Gary's going to Gary, all right? But
there's security cameras all over here. They can tell you were here.
Oh, they were in Thailand the whole time. That's where the beach is in Thailand.
That'll do it. At some point, the professor, I think he's referring to Ash, but maybe not. I don't know. It's just a line I wrote down. The professor indeed says, he's quite a boy.
I think I say about his son.
Oh, no, actually, it's at the end when, like, Ash and the gang are like, all right, Ma, see you later. We're back on the Poke Tour. And
we're going to
like,
do what we're supposed to do.
Gather around, children. Look at this Pokemon. I call him Dickiemon. I mean, we're almost there, right?
Yeah, I mean,
that's what this episode is.
That's what this episode's about.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's kind of a Poke battle here, is there not? Like something short and sweet?
Yeah.
Is something to whet your appetite?
Yeah, I mean, the big dragon-looking submarine starts chomping things up.
Right.
And Ash is like, well, I'm going to use my Pokemons on it. And then, you know.
Wait, someone shoots a missile?
Shoots the bullet from Mario Brothers.
It's a heat-seeking missile.
Man. Just turn around and look at it, right? Wait, no.
That's the ghost.
Oh, thank you. That's the ghost. But the
then,
ghost-y-mon.
Like, this missile... One, the submarine crashes into this restaurant a second time. The missile hits it. This woman's restaurant goes up.
I guess you're not supposed to feel bad for her. But also, does she even get paid back by this guy, or is she just dead?
No, she's dead. No. She blew up in the inferno.
Oh, that's so.
the flesh melted off her bones, you see.
Oh, no, Jesse. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, they got right out of
that's
there.
That's right, Meowth. We got to get out of here. We've buried too many bodies in this town already.
Oh, man. And those hobgoblins get out of town.
Well, then it's just like, then they're talking to this old guy whose name is Mo. And they're like, all right, Mo, I guess we got your boat fixed or whatever. And he's like, thanks a lot, kids. Now I can retire and die at sea. Like, okay. And this dude just like sails off into the sunset. And then, yeah, so this is what it is. Like, I think then Ash is like, all right, we're going back on Poke Tour. See you later, Ma. Fuck that professor or whatever. I guess we'll catch up at Thanksgiving. And then the professor's like, he's quite a boy.
And she goes, he's quite a young man.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
something
shit,
like that.
Dude.
She's looking at a trophy. I don't know what it says because it's in Japanese
it
and they didn't
grass
translate
on the field, play ball.
Good Lord.
An award. For grass on the field.
Well, isn't that what the beauty contest was?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's the second place trophy.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing that we sort of didn't mention was, like, when this submarine, like, hits land. Again, there's so many Speed 2s in this
yeah.
episode.
Yeah.
But this, so then, like, they're or like, 9/11s. Oh, it's... They think it's, like, a fucking dragon demon or whatever. And they're like, no, it's just a boat. It's fake. And all these people are freaking out on this beachfront.
Well, they've been besieged by Pokemons before. The big ones are the ones you got to be worried about.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary.
So then, yeah. They just continue on. I guess the next episode, there's some Poke battles, maybe.
Was there a previous episode where a giant Pokemon title wave or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I have no idea what the fuck's going on.
I mean, I feel like people are afraid of the big ones.
Yeah.
The little ones you put into camps, you put them in little Pokeballs, whatever.
Into camps?
Yeah.
You can't get a big one into a ball?
I don't know, actually. I'm making that up.
If I roll a few Pokemon together, like maybe they're having a fucking orgy.
Oh, you
like,
get a nice little strain going?
Yeah, because Could I merge them like a Voltron? Like make it?
Oh,
like,
if you're trying to like breed different kinds of Pokemon. Like
Man, all I got left is this Pokemon Shake. That's all I got. Just some Pokemon Shake at the bottom of my Pokeball.
I just need something to push off, man. Just give me a full ball,
if
man.
If you could give me like half a gram of a Charizard, man, if I could fucking mix that with this fucking Squirtle I got left.
I got a few Pikachu hairs here. If you eat them, you get pretty up there, man.
Just look at the crystals on this Pikachu hair, man. It's great.
It's got lightning right in it, man. It tastes like lightning.
Oh, shit. I snorted way too much Jigglypuff, man. I gotta lay down.
Oh, man. I just took Ghastly. I think I'm dead.
Will this ever end?
Oh, dude, yeah. Dude, man, you don't take Ghastly, dude.
Dude,
come
Ghastly's
on.
Like the Pokemon equivalent of Crocodile. Your fucking skin starts falling off. It looks like somebody injected some Ghastly.
There's a bad strain of Ghastly going around.
It's just melting in front of people.
No, my daughter isn't huffing Ghastly. No, she's not. Michael Douglas.
They found her dead, Jack.
Spewing Ghastly from, well, every hole.
They found semen in her, Jack. Outside of a Pokemon beauty contest.
She was... By the way, Pokemon beauty contest. Toddlers and tiaras.
Yeah.
It's pretty much that's what we're talking about here. Yeah,
yeah.
That's it.
That sucks. That sucks. Well, you know, thanks to these folks for...
Rhea and Ben.
Honey Boo Boo battle.
Oh, huh? I summon you, Honey Boo Boo.
That's a fucking like Pokemon, right?
That's a Pokemon with attitude.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Pokemon.
So, all right, who's embarrassed?
Oh, very.
Yeah.
I mean, again, like, I feel like there's probably fun enough episodes of this show.
We're just not hitting them.
No.
I guess, like, we're in Pokemon, like, somebody goes to a tournament, and then there's, like, strategy used in which to beat a Pokemon with a different kind of Pokemon. I could see myself liking that episode. I didn't like this one.
Well, we keep hitting all the off weeks.
The creepy ones.
You know, when they got like a bye week in the tournament.
I find it very hard to believe that there's any redeeming quality.
Okay.
Pokemons. And I was embarrassed watching this because it's Pokemon combined with basically dubious pornography. Well,
that's true. I mean, like, I'm 100% with Eric. I don't think there's anything good about this. Okay. But I'm not sure if I could say I'm embarrassed. I was just, like, really unnerved.
Edging the whole time?
Like, it was just eerie. Like, yeah, I mean, like, I'm not sure if I was, like, ashamed of it. I was just like, why is this existing?
Our listenership, I know, is, you excuse, slightly younger than us, and I just don't understand any of this. I just never will. And I never will. I'm sorry, but, you know, maybe your childhood wasn't good. Oh. Mine wasn't either. Not to throw stones. Everything I like is shit. Let's stop being precious about it, I guess is what I'm saying.
There you go. Nice uplifting message for everybody. Yes,
for the young children.
By the way, thank you for paying for this.
No, yeah. Well, hey, you know, they're paying for my honest opinion. You know, I don't like Critters or Ghoulies either.
Well, you should really check out Ghoulies Go to College, though, because that is some fine cinema.
Matthew Lillard's best work.
That's Animation Damnation on another episode of Pokemon Beauty and the Beach. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric's Pokizar.
Nailed it. Take it easy.